Okay, thank you for sharing your thoughts. I'd like to invite Teacher Debbie for the next question.
Yes, thank you, Jennifer. Bhante, what I wanted to ask you or say or comment was that even in the Buddha's time, these things happen. So these are common things that happen, as you said, within the human human realm. Now these three other monks who were, you know, living like, you know, like blending like milk and water. I have also heard another another line where in another sutta where the Buddha said they were, these monks were having a retreat and they were not talking, but with their eyes they were communicating, and he, I believe he said they were blending like milk and honey, which was also a very nice blend, I thought. But these three monks, Bhante, they, isn't that a karmic sort of situation also, where they came together and they were living together in a beautiful manner? Isn't that a lot to do with the karma?
There could be, but we don't know that. Now, thing is, now whenever we get into a such kind of a situation, we don't know whether, I mean, the other persons who whom that we have to deal with are our friends in our previous lives as well. Sometimes they are not, sometimes they are. So likewise, I mean, there are maybe certain situations, even in the previous lives also, we may be going along, doing well with certain others, and even when they, when we meet them in this life, quite easily we can get along. So that is also possible, another reason. But the point is that we can't really verify that. So we can't really know whether we are having kind of a relationship, a long-lasting relationship coming from the previous lives, even that we can't verify. So as a result of that, we can't take that into the picture immediately. So, but anyway, the important thing is, from our side, are we able to maintain kind of an open-hearted, forgiving, compassionate, loving kindness attitude within ourselves?
Yes.
Because sometimes what happens is, say for example, say we are a person who is more critical on the practice. Say another person is not that critical. On such situation, probably we may get into conflicts. But on the other hand, if we are not so critical, but the other party is so critical on the practice, then even because of the practice, we get into certain conflicts. Maybe the other person want to talk with you, but you are not ready to give some time. You may be so much busy. You are having a lot of responsibilities. Then we are getting into conflicts. So likewise, there are various reasons for not being able to cope up, not being able to really live a kind of a peaceful life, because probably we are not ready to listen, probably we don't have time, we are not spending some time for the other person. So likewise, there may be various reasons, but if we can have kind of a attitude, okay, even when this person is present, I am having kind of loving kindness towards him. Even when this person is not present, I am going to have the same kind of loving kindness towards this person. Now actually, now sometimes when we are thinking of vipassana, we sometimes ignore these things. But the point is, as we develop vipassana, our heart has to become more and more open. Rather than grasping so thoroughly, rather than grasping various fixed views, so our heart has to be spacious, not keeping any grudge. You know, the attitude of grasping is that we are keeping grudges, we are holding views, we are having preconceived ideas, we are keeping all these views within ourselves. We are not ready to be flexible. But on the other hand, the moment that we know, okay, there is no point of grasping, we have to continuously let go of. So then we are quite open-hearted, we are ready to listen, we have some time. And even while talking, while we are in a conversation, we are ready to recognize various defilements arising within ourselves and how well we can communicate with another person without hurting another person, without showing off ourselves, So likewise, I mean, these are very subtle defilements operating within the conversation. Now say, for example, you are having a conversation with another person. When another person is telling a good point, now are you ready to accept that? Or you do you want to really highlight your own view? Probably the other person's view may be really a brilliant idea, but you are a conceited person, you don't want to sort of give a chance for that. You don't want to accept that. You always want to show that you are the boss, you are the master. So you are the brilliant person. So this is the, I mean, here we can see very subtle defilements are operating in the picture. So while during the conversation, if we are able to recognize how these defilements are arising in our minds, probably actually in the conversation also we can do vipassana. In the conversation also we can recognize all these subtle defilements and can let go of those defilements. It's a very interesting area. Actually, it is not on the cushion that we can recognize defilements, but when we are doing a lot of interactions with the people, then we can recognize various defilements.
So, Bhante,
yeah,
can you hear me?
Yes, yes.
So, what I'm hearing from what you're saying is that there is a lot of effort from the person itself, the person who wants to have harmony, has to make and is able to do it only if there's a lot of effort and practice that comes from that person, right?
Yeah, I mean the point is that the other person, I don't know, but how about ourselves, isn't it? I mean,
yes.
So we can't expect the same amount of practice from the other person. But if we want to develop in our side, so we can make use of all these opportunities to recognize what are the defilements arising in our side. I think that is the only area that we can focus on, because we can't really expect the same amount of practice or same amount of understanding from the other party every time. If we are getting that is great. So that is what actually has happened in the situation that we were just discussed related to Venerable Anuruddha and the others. Because they all are having the same kind of a mentality, they all are sort of very good people. But we can't expect the same setup every time. But at least if we can recognize various defilements arising in our mind, probably we have a chance. Yeah.
Yes. So that's what has to come from our side.
Yes.
We can't expect we are the ones who have to do the hard work.
Exactly.
Because as somebody mentioned, there are conflicts between two personalities, two people within the family. Since we are going on this path now, we are the ones who have to make that effort and put that effort and try to change from within.
Exactly.
And accept the other person for what it is. And as you earlier said, you have to let it go, because later on maybe the person will understand and may, you know, realize that what they are doing was not the correct thing. Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe not.
Yeah.
Yes, thank you, Bhante.
Yes.